The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Makis Dav Dalit. The Gemara takes a detour off the inyanim that we're discussing, Dine Edus and Dine Edim Zedmim and Dine Bezdin, and the Gemara discusses some of the fundamentals of Hilchis Mikvois. Interestingly enough, there's a nekuda which we could learn from the sugya of mikvois, which will give us a much deeper understanding of the whole role of a bezdin in issuing a psak din. And it'll add to our whole understanding of the nyanim that are discussed in these sugyas in Makis. The Gemara says, "Va'omer Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, chovis meleya mayim shenoflo liyam agodol atoivul shom le'olso le'tvilo." The Yamagodl, the Gemara says, the water in certain places in the Yamagodl is very calm, and therefore if a barrel of water would fall in a designated spot in the Yamagodl, we could assume that at least for a few minutes that water will sit. It won't automatically be mixed. The waves of the Yamagodl will not automatically mix that water amongst all the other waters of the sea. And if a person were to be toivel at that second, or right then, where that chovis malei mayim fell down, the halacha is leolso leitvila cheshinon l'shloisha lugin shloyu b'makom echad. We know there's a halacha that mayim that was in a kli is called mayim shuv, and it's possible for a mikveh. The halacha is that mayim would be considered possible a mikveh, and we would be choishish that the water that fell into the yamagodl thereafter is sitting right there, and therefore the tefillah would not be good because it would not be a tefillah in kosher water that was put into a mikveh in the prescribed manner, and it would be there as Mayim Shuvin. Tosfos in Devar Maaskil Amar Rav Yehuda changes the gear, so he has a problem. He says if water falls in, it would become bottle to the Yamagodl, and the halacha would be that it would be kosher, it would not be considered Yayim Shuvim. Why? Because the water becomes part of the Yam as a whole, and since the Yam as a whole is a kosher mikvah, the water, even if it's Mayim Shuvim, the halacha would be that it would become part of the Yam as a whole, it would be bottled to the Yam as a whole, and therefore the tefillah would work. Tosfos says the proper gear, so Tosfos says, B'terech HaDvarim, L'kach nir de garsina b'milsa d'Rav Yehuda chovis malei yayin. What happened was a chavis of yayin fell in, even though theoretically the water does not have to be pure. But if the yayin is sitting right over here, the halacha is that if he was toivel in the yayin itself, that obviously would not be considered mayim, v'le also lo tvilu. This is the sheet of Tosfos, and it's put la halacha in Hilchos Mikvois in Yerideya. Now, there's a basic question here. Why don't we say bittel? We have a klal b'chol ha'terah kulo. Bittel Baroiv. Why don't we say that the yayin becomes bottle to the water that it fell into, and thereafter the tefillah would be considered a tefillah in the yam. The yayin already became bottle to the water. It fell in, it's part of the yam. You can't pull it out. It's not something that's oimid for itself. It's a taruvus together with, same way if non-kosher meat falls into kosher meat, midaraisa, since we can't taste it, the halacha is it's bottle Baroiv. Over here also the yayin cannot be spooned out. You can't taste the yayin, so to speak. Even if the yayin would be concentrated in one area and not be mixed into the whole yam right away because the waters are calm, but the halach would still have to be that we would go basar roiv, there would be bittel baroiv, and you'd be able to be toivel in the yam. The achroinim bring down a classic definition of bittel baroiv. It's based on a famous tshuva of the Oneg Yontiv on this subject. And with this, they explain this ruling of Tosfos. The Oneg Yontiv says, Bittel Baroiv is only enough to take off undesirable dinim, isurim, from something, and that thing becomes submerged into the roiv. For instance, Kezayis of Nevela falls into a pot of kosher meat. The halacha is that the Kezayis of Nevela loses its isur, it becomes submerged, it becomes bottled to the kosher meat, and thereafter all the meat is mutter to eat. Now, says the Oneg Yontiv, however, bittel baroiv cannot create dinim on something that didn't have those dinim previously. It can only take off a din of non-kosher. To eat kosher meat is not a din. All we have to do is take off the Isser of Nevela from the non-kosher meat, and thereafter the meat is mutter to eat. Why not? However, he says for an example, let's say we have strings of tzitzis, some of which were made l'shmo, halacha's tzitzis strings have to be made l'shmo, some of which were made l'shmo, a roiv was made l'shmo, and a miut was made shaloi l'shmo. L'choi, we should say bitl b'roiv. And once one of the non-kosher shaloi l'shmo made strings fall into the pile of l'shmo strings, the halacha would be bitl b'roiv. Says the Ayin Yontif, no. Since bitl b'roiv only takes off dinim, and the miut becomes submerged to the roiv, says the Ayin Yontif, the dinim of l'shmo, the positive mitzius of a string which is chutei tzitzis, which was made l'shmo, will not be chal, will not be actually created in the string that didn't have it. The string that did not have the quality of being made l'shmo will not be made into a string that was made l'shmo by the din of bitl b'roiv. The bitl b'roiv can only take off an iser. The iser can become submerged and lose its identity as something that one mustn't eat, but it cannot create something which is kosher, or something which has a designation for a mitzvah. It cannot turn a not tzitzis string into a tzitzis string just because it was submerged in a roiv of tzitzis strings. This is the postulation of the Ayin Yomtiv. And the Achrayinim say, extend this klal also to something similar to our case. And they say that when Yayin falls into Mayin, it could be that the Yayin is submerged in the Mayin. If we were talking about Yayin Nesach, the Isser of the Yayin Nesach would fall off because now it's all submerged in the water. It's bottled to the water. However, to say that the Yayin turns into a mikveh, that it has a din of status of a kosher mikveh, which could be Metaya Tmeim, is creating a din which does not exist on that wine. Therefore, Bittul Barev does not help. The basic question with this svara is that it's not true from the context that we're talking about. Well, if we were talking about Mayim Shuvim, Tosfos' opinion is, and this is also brought to halacha, that if the water, which is Mayim Shuvim, would be submerged into the, a miut of Mayim Shuvim would be submerged into a kosher mikveh, 10 gallons of Mayim Shuvim fell into a kosher mikveh, the halachas, they become bottled. Even if the person whose tummy would be toivel in that water, he would be tar. Either that water is not a mikveh. It's not a kosher mikveh. How do we say that the bitl b'roiv of being submerged in the kosher mikveh creates a status of a kosher mikveh with the din of tahara on the water which was not fit for that purpose? If it can't do it to wine, why should it be able to do it to Mayim Shuvim? Tais to change the gisa because of that. To answer this question, we're going to define two halachas which are very similar and are based on one precept, but they have different definitions. One is the halacha of bitl b'roiv, and one is the halacha of rubay kekuloi. The Torah klal is achre rabim lahatos. The pasuk says in Parshas Mishpatim achre rabim lahatos, the Torah defines any mixed entity where there are elements that are not from the same quality or don't have the same din or the same opinion. The pasuk of achre rabim lahatos is talking about dayonim that have differing opinions. The halacha is that we go basar roiv. There are two distinct applications in the dinim that we're talking about of this very same din. Rubay kekuloi means that if we have a mikveh, we have a pool of water, and the pool of water, in order to be kosher for a mikveh, to be metayer es hatomei, has to have certain qualities. In terms of what we're talking about, it has to be mayim that flowed naturally into that place, and not shuvin, not through a kli, or not through any other medium, which is mekabel tumah. It can't be man-made, it has to be natural. Some of that water went into the pool of water in a man-made, it was spilled with a barrel, which is the case that we're talking about. The halacha is that we see the pool of water as one identity, and we give its status, in terms of kashrus for a mikveh. Rubay Kekule says that we define the whole pool of water based on what roiv of the water is in. A roiv of the water that's in it is. If the pool of water is mixed up together, there's one pool of water, and a roiv of that water is water which is kosher for a mikveh, then we take the status of the roiv, and we say that is the status of the pool in its entirety. This is called rubay kekula. However, when we're talking about wine being in water, wine is not a mikveh. A mikveh is only water. There's no halacha to be tevel in wine. However, we have halacha of bittul baroiv. Bittul baroiv says that when two different things are together, it's not a matter of defining the status of the whole based on the quality of the roiv. It's deeper than that. We have to take the yayin, and we have to transform the yayin, so to speak, into water. By mixing the yayin into water, and by being mevatel the yayin, what we do is, we say that the yayin is no longer yayin, it turns into water. In that vein, the Inuyantiv says that you could turn wine into water, but you can't turn it into a mikveh. You could take a tzitzit string over there, again, it's not rubei kekula, each string will be used to make a different pair of tzitzis. Or even if you make one pair of tzitzis, but each string is an entity for itself. It's not a matter of defining a whole taruvis, a whole pool of water, a whole entity, based on the sum total of its parts. And the Torah says that the sum total is defined by the quality of the roif. It's a matter of being mevatel, one, submerging one item in the pot to the rest of the pot. And that is called bittul baroiv. And over there we can't transform what the string doesn't have a din l'shmo. We can't turn that into a kosher tzitzit string. The same way we can't turn wine into a kosher mikveh. We can maybe say it's not wine, it's submerged in the water. But it's not a mikveh, it's wine. Maybe it doesn't have the din of wine. If it was yayin nesser, it would be a matter of taking off the din of yayin nesser. That would be fine. But in terms of turning it into part of the mikveh, that bittul baroiv cannot do. Rubei kekula is when we have one thing, and that one thing is comprised of different elements, so we could define the sum total of the whole entity, of the whole taruvis, of the whole pool of water in this case, and we could define that in terms of what roiv that is. So again, if we're talking about water mixed up together, we don't have to turn water into water. It's all one pool of water. That's not the issue. The issue is, what is the definition? What is the quality of this pool of water? Is it shuvin or is it a mikveh? And that we say, since roiv of the water was natural and not man-made, the quality of the pool is a mikveh, not mayim shuvin. And therefore, you can be terrible in the whole pool. However, when we're talking about mayim mixed up with yayin, so then we can't talk in terms of the quality of the whole thing. There is no whole thing. There's water and there's wine. You could submerge the wine into water, but you cannot look at the wine if it's not mixed up totally all over. And then any place where you go, there's only a drop of wine. If it's sitting in one spot, even if it becomes bottled to the water, but you can't look at it in terms of being part of the water. It's not part of the water. Wine is not water and water is not wine. Now, let's take this hagdorah, this classification of rubei kekuloi and bittul baroiv, and let's go back to the sugya of Bezdin that we're trying to get a better handle on. Tosfos says, in Perek HaManiach, in Bava Kamma, and in other places, it's the clearest in Tosfos in the beginning of HaManiach, that the klal of Acher Rabban Lahatois, which teaches us that if there's a Bezdin of 23, Dine Nefoshes, Dine Malkis, are nitin with a Bezdin of Chav Gimel, the halach is that if 12 Paskin this way and 11, well, Dine Nefoshes has to be 13 against 10, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. But as far as the Roiv is concerned, 12 against 11 is a Roiv B'dine Nefoshes. The halach is Acher Rabban Lahatois, and we go Basa the Roiv. From that we learn out that if a piece of non-kosher meat falls into a kosher pot, the halach is we say it's submerged and it becomes part of the, and it loses its dinim. And the Achronim want to know, where do we see in a Bezdin that the minority opinion becomes bottle to the roif? L'chayr, the only thing we see is that if we have 12 dayanim saying chayiv and we have 11 dayanim saying potter, that since the majority opinion is like the 12, so we say that the 12 is right. Where do we see that the 11, where do we see bittul baroiv, that the 11 become bottled to the roiv? Reb Chaim Brisker, in his Chidushim, in Maseches Bava Kamma, offers a very penetrating explanation of this concept of Acher Rabban Lahatois in a Bezdin. And he says it's a mistake to say that the psak of a Bezdin is created by a Bezdin of 12. He says, if we were talking about 12 dayanim saying chayiv and 11 dayanim saying potter, then essentially what you're saying is that you're paskening based on the opinion of 12 dayanim. Reb Chaim says that's not true. The Gzeres HaKosov is, in order to render dine nefashos, you need a psak of 23. The same way there's halachas that need Sanhedrin and Godel, and you need an opinion of 70, 72. The halacha is that dine nefashos and dine malchus need an opinion of 23. Where's your opinion of 23? There's only an opinion of 12, that's a chayiv. Says Reb Chaim, we see from here that in the definition of Torah law, what's going on over here is that when 11 dayanim are part of a bezdin, what happens is those 11 dayanim become bottled, their opinion becomes bottled to the opinion of the 12, and it becomes an opinion of 23 saying plenty atachayev. There's a psaktin of 23. That's what Reb Chaim says, that's how we learn from there, that a piece of non-kosher meat becomes submerged, it becomes bottled to the kosher meat and loses its status as nevela, as long as the roiv that's in the taruvis is kosher. Now, based on the issue, the yisoid of the Einim Yomtiv that we're discussing, the Gabi Mayim and Yayin, this would not be true. You can maybe say the 11 are bottled to the 12, but how could you say that there's a psak of 23? How could you create 11 dayanim that are saying chayim where there's no such thing? You could say the opinion of 11 that say chayim is bottled to the 12. The 11 that say potter are bottled to the opinion of the 12 that say chayim. But how do you say that the 11 become nepach that now there's an opinion of 23? What happened to the yisoid that bittul beroiv does not transform something? It does not transform wine into water. It does not transform non-kosher tzitzis strings. It does not transform non-tzitzis strings into tzitzis strings that were made lishma. The answer lies in the distinction that we just made. And it lies also in a basic understanding of bezna. When a bezna of chav gimel, or a bezna of 3, or a bezna of 72, kol echad lefi dargas hadin, paskin, on a din terah, what's going on over here is not 3 or 23 or 72 individuals rendering their opinion on what the halach is. The Torah created a body of opinion called Bezdin. That Bezdin has a life of its own and it has a mitzius, an entity of its own. When the Torah said that 23 dayanim could paskin misa, chalila, on somebody who didn't have era, the psak is not the psak of 23 individuals. Great as they may be, the Torah does not recognize the opinion of an individual to paskin misa on his fellow man. The Torah gave that koyach only to a bezdin. Pashas Mishpatim, the Torah calls bezdin elikim. Being that they are a body which represent Torah, which represent the Rabbanu Shalom's rotzen in expressing what the halacha is in this world, that body has a power to paskin misa or Malkus, or any other Einish, on another Yid. Being that that's true, the issue over here is not submerging the opinion of 11 Dayanim to the other 12 Dayanim. The dissenting 11 Dayanim don't become bottle to the 12, and now we see 23 individuals basketing. The issue over here is not Bittul Beroiv. The issue over here is Ruboy Kikuloi. As we said, when 23 people sit together as a bezdin, they are one entity, one body of dayanim trying to reach the truth. And when that body has in it 12 opinions, l'tzad achriyu, and 11 opinions, l'tzad aptur, the mitzius, the elokim, which is represented in the bezdin that's sitting in front of us, the body which is called bezdin reached an opinion, a consummated opinion of 23 Yechidim that are submerged, Rubai Kikuloi, into one opinion which says Pleni Atachayev. And that is the aloch of Rubai Kikuloi. In which case, we're not transforming 11 individuals into 12 Machayevim. That you can't do. If you need 23, you can't turn the 11 Poitrim into the 12 Machayevim. What you could do is you could submerge the 11 and the 12 into one entity. There's one mitzius, there's one body called Bezdin, called Elokim, and that Bezdin paskins misa based on the opinion which is yoitze from the roiv, the rubik akula of the 23. This is the essential understanding of the role in roiv of the dayanim and how this creates a psak din, because that creates a psak din in the name of the whole Bezdin. When the Bezdin paskins Pleni Atachayev, it's not two dayanim that are machayev him. It's not Hagoyin Reb Ruven, Hagoyin Reb Shimon paskinim that Pliny owes Almoni $100. It's the Bezdin paskinim that Pliny owes Almoni $100. That Bezdin is one pool of water, so to speak, one body, which the opinion of that Bezdin will be determined with Acher Amlahatis, with Rubai Kekula. This is the depth, which Reb Chaim meant to point out, in the Limud, the Alfusa, of Bittel Baroiv, Legabi Isavater, from the Din of Acher Amlahatis in a Bezdin. I just want to add a most wonderful application of this idea in helping us penetrate to the depths of different areas of Halacha, which depend on Roiv, of a body issuing a psak din, and that's considered not the psak din, but creating a din of rubai kikuloi in a whole taruvus. We know, as a basic rule, lamashal legabe taruvus of meat that we were talking about before, so we go basaroiv, but if the mute is nikr, lamashal, if we're talking about a taruvus of min bishain and minoi, not where non-kosher meat fell into kosher meat, where neither one is distinct from the other, but where meat fell into a pot of vegetables cooking, and there the tam of the non-kosher meat is nikr, the halacha is there's no bittul b'roiv. Says the Rishonim. This is called tam ki'ikr. And the Rishonim ask a kasha on Rashi in Sukkah and Daftesam and Beis. Rashi over there says that where there's a taruvis of non-kosher and kosher schach, the case over there that's being discussed is where somebody laid planks or bamboo poles, whatever he's using for schach, down on the top of his schach. And there was also a certain amount of tree branches, which were still attached to the tree, where we know that if something is mechubal lekaka, it can't be used for schach. And some of those tree branches were covering the roof of his sukkah. There's roiv of kosher schach, and there's a miut of tree branches, which are mechubal lekaka. Rashi says over there that we go basaroiv, this bitl baroiv, acharav lahatis. Rashi says over there we go basaroiv of the schach. Frek the Rishonim, the Ran over there in Sukkah, asks on Rashi that since it's quite distinct what's a bamboo pole and what's a tree and what's a tree branch, if in any taruvis, like by meat and by vegetables, if the mute is nikur, does not become bottled to the roiv. And the Ran disputes this psak of Rashi, and he says that one cannot sit under the tree branches. And if it creates a hefsik in the skak, then it will be considered as pasul skak. It does not become submerged to the roiv of kosher skak, which is on top of this person's sukkah. This is the psak of the Ran. In defense of Rashi, there's a short piece of Nitziv in the his Sefer on the Sechah Sukkah. The Nitziv's Chidushim on Shas are published under the name of Meroy Mesoda. And over there in a short piece, what he seems to be saying is that there is no din, when we're talking about kosher meat and non-kosher meat, or in a case of Nikur, where we're talking about kosher vegetables and non-kosher meat, there's no din of a pot being kosher. Every piece of food that one eats from the pot has to be kosher. Over there, we're talking about submerging a non-kosher piece of meat to kosher vegetables. If it's nikr b'taima, it does not become batel. Says the Nitziv, but when we're talking about rubai kekuloi, when we talk about a schach, we're talking about one sichuch. Sichuch is not each piece for itself and sitting under each piece for itself. It's talking about what is the nature, what is the identity of the covering of this sukkah. Is it schach or kosher, or is it schach posel? Over there we're talking about one entity. When we're talking about one entity, rubai kekuloi, even if it's nikr, the same way when we're talking about dayanim, when we're talking about 13 and 12, it's quite nikr. Which of the dayanim paskin posel, which of the dayanim paskin kayim? There's no halacha over there that you have to mix them all up and you have to put a mask on everybody in order that the opinion shouldn't be nikr and you shouldn't know who's paskining what. There's no halacha of nikr in any nikr. Why? Because the issue over there is not submerging the miut to the roiv, where the miut becomes non-recognizable from the roiv, where it's only if it's any nikr, and if it's nikr, it's not submerged. The issue over there is defining a distinct entity of a bezdin in terms of what the roiv, what the majority opinion of the dayanim is. The same way when we talk about a pool of water, the issue is not mean mavatl water to the other water. It is, it's a pool of water. The issue is defining the identity of the mikveh. Is it a kosher mikveh or is it mayim shuvim? And over there we say that we go basarayim. Over here also, when we're defining the identity of the schach, of the whole sichuch, of the whole roof of our sukkah, do we have over here a kosher schach or do we have a non-kosher schach? We use the roiv to define the essence of the schach, and therefore the schach is defined as kosher. You don't need any nikkur. This is an application of the same clear distinction between rubai kikuloi, which has nothing to do with being nikkur and einoi nikkur, as opposed to the din of bittul baroiv, which even though it's based on the same idea, but it's a different application. Bittul baroiv, which is submerging a mirror to a roiv, we're over there. The mirror has to be submerged by becoming non-recognizable from the roiv. So again, the sugya took a detour, but one can always learn fundamentals as relating to the ikur halachas of the parak we're learning, even when the Gemara takes a detour. And therefore, it's a special inyan to be able to take a sugya mayan shuvan and point out something which is necessary for our fundamental understanding of a psak din and how Bezin issues its psak, which is the fundamental idea of the first parak of Maseches Matos.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.